Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. On a Trash Tuesday, we're looking for your trashes, so hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. I'll jump right back into your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, our next guest is a Super Bowl winning head coach. He's also a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And he's part of the Blue Ribbon Panel, determining the NFL's all-time team in honor of the NFL in 100 years. All of the content and lists and rankings have been phenomenal around the NFL. I've loved every bit of it. And the NFL 100 all-time team continues Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time with the best defensive linemen and linebackers ever, hosted by Rich Eisen, Chris Collinsworth, and Bill Belichick. And the NFL 100 all-time team reaction show is after that, 1 hour later, Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network. Tony Dungy is our guest this morning on the show. Tony, good morning. How are you?
DA, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. And I'm so excited to talk a little NFL 100 with you. You were part of one of the greatest defenses, greatest teams ever with the Steelers in the 70s. I'll start there. Who was the most unblockable force as part of that Steel Curtain defense?
Well, Joe Green was the heart and soul of the team. Maybe the most underrated and most unblockable guy when he was going 100 miles an hour was Ernie Holmes. People forget how great Ernie was. He was big and strong and fast and tough to handle. But I'll tell you, I think the best player, guy who played his position the best on that team, was Jack Ham. He was exceptional, never made mistakes, was asked to do a lot at an outside linebacker position, and just a phenomenal player. So it's tough to say who was the best.
It's an amazing cast that you had on that defense, and Mean Joe Green gets so much attention, as you mentioned, and Jack Lambert has the look and the ferocity, and Mel Blunt they changed the rules for, but I'm so interested to hear more about Jack Ham. What was it about Ham's responsibilities that made what he did so impressive to you?
You know, back in those days, we didn't have nickel defenses and all those things. So linebackers got asked to do a lot. If they would come out in the slot formation and Isaac Curtis or Cliff Branch in the slot, Jack Ham covered the number two man, whoever it was. And it might be a wide receiver. It might be a tight end like Dave Casper. Didn't matter. Play the running game, handle things. I remember one of my first preseason games as a rookie. Jack said, hey, they're going to run 36 power at us. They're going to pull the guard. The fullback's going to block me. I'm going to knife in there. I'm going to take the fullback and the guard. All you got to do is make the tackle. If you make the tackle, they'll never run it to our side again. They'll always run away from us. So just don't mess up. Don't miss the tackle. And sure enough, about six plays later, here comes the play, and all I've got to do is make the tackle. And I said, how did he know that?
Tony Dungy joins us this morning on the show. We're looking at defensive linemen and linebackers. Two guys of the 80s and 90s, Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor, always pop up on the most unblockable list. When you were a head coach a little bit after that time, who was the most unblockable defensive player you coached against?
Wow, well, Reggie was still going. I saw Reggie White firsthand, and all of our offensive tackles, you'd sit there and say, hey, I don't want to get that hump move. I don't want to get thrown 5 yards and look like I'm a little kid. But it happened to all of them. And, you know, he was fantastic. I guess probably the most dynamite guy in my ear was Bruce Smith. I remember being an assistant coach at Minnesota. And Denny Green didn't say much during our game plan meetings. He'd have some few suggestions. But I remember him telling Brian Billick, our offensive coordinator, if Todd Stoonsie ever blocks Bruce Smith by himself, you'll be fired. I want to see two guys or three guys on Bruce Smith the whole game. And we went in that way. Todd Stoonsie was a rookie offensive tackle. And only one time, Warren Moon changed the play at the line of scrimmage, changed the protection. Todd was one-on-one one time, and he almost killed Warren. Blew him up, incomplete pass, and Brian ran down to Denny. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Warren changed the play.
Tony Dungy is our guest this morning on the show. You had a really good one in Warren Sapp as well, a guy that could pass, rush the passer and break up the pocket. In terms of a guy that you coached also, Dwight Freeney, who was your favorite defensive player that you had on your team that you could kind of let loose on the defense, let loose on the offense?
Wow. Well, those two guys you mentioned were phenomenal. And Warren, you know, playing inside and the double teams and all that, he had a great impact on games. Dwight came to us a little bit later when I was in Indy. Same thing. We play people, especially on the turf at home, and they're going to chip block or use a tight end, help out, try not to let him be one-on-one. But I'll tell you, Derek Brooks was a lot like Jack Ham. He had an impact on games. He did a lot in coverage. He made big plays. He played with energy and smarts, and he was a phenomenal player, too, defensively. So between Brooks, Freeney, and Sapp, hard to pick out the best one of those three.
Some of the finalists for linebackers greatest of all time are still playing. Not only is Luke Kuechly on this list, but also Von Miller. Do you think it's appropriate to put guys that are still active on a list for potential greatest ever, or is it a little premature for those guys?
No, I think it is when you see their body of work and you have seen it. Von Miller has come in and rushed the passer well, and you know what he can do. What kind of career is he going to have? Is he going to put up 50 more sacks or 70 more sacks? We don't know that, and that's the difference. But I think those guys have done enough to show what they're all about, for sure.
Now, let me ask you about coaching that Buccaneers defense, because you take over a Buccaneers team in 1996 that it was a long time since they had been good, really decades. And you had
13 years of double-digit losses.
Yeah, yeah. And you kind of immediately were able to turn that around on the back of a defense. Now, John Lynch, Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, these are Hall of Famers. When you got there, did you say, oh, we've got some pieces here? Or was it still very difficult to tell what type of potential you were going to have?
No, I knew we had the pieces. I was defensive coordinator at Minnesota when those guys came out. Lynch came out. Denny Green had coached him at Stanford. We knew what type of player he was. We couldn't get the scouts on our personnel department to get on board with him because just a lot of different things. He wasn't a 4-5 guy, so Tampa drafts him, and you know, I'm a little bit frustrated. Well, the next year, Sapp and Brooks come out. And Warren, if you remember, was going to be a top 3 or 4 pick. There's a lot of things said before the draft. We had a meeting. We were picking 11th that year. Hey, if he slides to us, we're going to take him. Well, all of a sudden, something happens. Draft day morning, Denny says, we can't take Warren Sapp. We pass on him. Tampa takes him the very next pick. Now I'm ready to cry. I don't even want to go through the rest of the draft. Mm. Well, I kind of reorganized to get myself together. Hey, here's Derek Brooks. He can be like Jack Ham. He can be perfect in this defense. If we get to him in the second round and we're picking early in the second round, we'd love to have him. Tampa trades up, gets at the bottom of the first round and takes him. So they've got Brooks, Sapp, and Lynch. I've scouted them all and said, man, this is crazy. We're going to play against these guys for the next 10 years. Well, I think the Lord was just looking out for me because the next year I was the head coach of Tampa Bay.
Wow.
And I went to all three of those guys and I said, you know what? You are, John, you're going to be Donnie Shell. You're going to be Warren. You're going to be Joe Green. And Derek, you're going to be Jack Ham. You're going to be the cornerstones of this defense. And we can be special if you guys buy into it. And they did. And it was awesome.
Mm. Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show, part of the NFL 100 Blue Ribbon panel. Before I let you go, let me ask you a contemporary question. Last night, Lamar Jackson does it again. You've coordinated some great defense, some of the greatest of all time. If you were coordinating and trying to slow Lamar down right now, what would you do?
Well, it's tough because you've got to have so many rules in place for their running game. And it's not a standard run game that, hey, I just have this gap and I control this gap. options. What happens when nobody blocks you? If you're a defensive end and nobody blocks you, what do you do? You're a defensive tackle and no one blocks you. What do you do? Who do you take, the quarterback or the running back? You've got to play your safety so tight to the line of scrimmage to handle all these running plays. And, you know, the Rams did that last night, and they still ran for 285 on them. And then you take all these chances and you open up the passing game. It's very difficult, and he puts a lot of stress on defenses.
Do you think eventually this season there will be defenses that slow him down or figure it out, or does this feel like right now they're just rolling and there's no answers for it?
I think what you're going to see is a lot. You know, we always have college coaches come to pro training camps and visit and try to get ideas. You're going to have a lot of pro coaches going to college campuses this offseason, going to Alabama and Texas A&M, and, hey, what do you do against these read option, all of these RPO situations? I think you're going to see those type of things, and I think people will come to slow it down next year, but I think this year it's going to be tough sledding on the defense.
Yeah, it's interesting. Defensive lineman and linebacker finalists for the NFL All-Time Team are out. You can check that out because the NFL 100 All-Time Team continues on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Defensive lineman and linebackers hosted by Rich Eisen, Chris Collinsworth, and Bill Belichick. Tony Dungy, part of the Blue Ribbon panel, which put this thing together, and it is such a cool list, and it continues to be amazing, amazing content for NFL historians and people that really enjoy it. Tony, it's always wonderful to catch up. Thanks so much. Can't wait for the show coming up on Friday.
Hey, thank you, Damon. Good to be with you.
You too. Tony Dungy joining us this morning on the show.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.